It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Irish novelist and short story writer Elizabeth Bowen, born in Dublin in 1899. She was baptized in St. Stephen's Church and spent her childhood summers at Bowen's Court, the family estate in County Cork. When her father became mentally ill in 1907, she and her mother moved to England. After her mother died in 1912, she was brought up by her aunts. After some time at art school in London, she decided that her talent lay in writing. She mixed somewhat with the Bloomsbury group, becoming good friends with Rose Macaulay, who helped her seek out a publisher for her first book, a collection of short stories entitled Encounters. In 1923, she married Alan Cameron, who subsequently worked for the BBC. Bowen and her husband first lived near Oxford, where she wrote her early novels, including The Last September in 1929. Following the publication of To the North, they moved to London, where she wrote The House in Paris in 1935 and The Death of the Heart in 1938. In 1937, she became a member of the Irish Academy of Letters. During World War II, she worked for the British Ministry of Information, reporting on Irish opinion, particularly on the subject of neutrality. Her husband retired in 1952, and they settled in Bowen's Court, where Alan Cameron died a few months later. Many writers visited her there from 1930 onwards, including Virginia Woolf, Eudora Welty, Carson McCullers, and the historian Veronica Wedgwood. For years, she struggled to keep the house going, lecturing in the United States to earn money, but she was ultimately forced to sell it, and it was demolished in 1960. Her final novel, Eva Trout, or Changing Scenes, published in 1968, won the James Tate Black Memorial Prize the following year. In 1972, Bowen developed lung cancer and died at the University College Hospital on February 22, 1973. In 1977, Victoria Glendenning published the first biography on Elizabeth Bowen, noting that she was greatly interested in life with the lid on and what happens when the lid comes off. The style of her works is highly wrought and owes much to literary modernism. She was an admirer of film and influenced by the movie-making techniques of her day. The locations in which her works are set often bear heavily on the psychology of her characters and her plots. Her war novel, The Heat of the Day, which appeared in 1948, is considered one of the very best depictions of London atmosphere during the bombing raids of World War II. She was also a notable writer of ghost stories, with a number of them to her credit. Supernatural fiction writer Robert Aikman considered Elizabeth Bowen to be the most distinguished living practitioner of ghost stories. He included her tale, The Demon Lover, in his anthology, the second Fontana book of great ghost stories, as an exceptional example of the genre. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 7th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.